When a great Sufi mystic, Hassan, was dying, somebody asked Hassan, "Who was your master?" He said, "Now it is too late to ask. Time is short, I am dying." But the inquirer asks, you can simply say the name. You are still alive, you are still breathing and talking. You can simply tell me the name. And he said, it will be difficult because I had thousands of masters. If I just relate their names, it will take months and years. It is too late. But two masters I will certainly tell you about. One was a thief once. I got lost into the desert, and when I reached into the village, it was very late. Half the night was already gone. Shops were closed, caravanserais were closed. There was not a single human being on the roads. I searched somebody to inquire. I found one man who was trying to make a hole in a house wall. I asked him where I can stay. And he said, "I am a thief and you look me to be a Sufi mystic." His robe, his aura. And the thief said, "Right now it will be very difficult to find any place to stay, but you can come to my home. You can stay with me." If you can stay with a thief. Hassan said, I hesitated a little bit. Then I suddenly remembered, if the thief is not afraid of a Sufi, then why the Sufi should be afraid of a thief? In fact, he should be afraid of me. So I said, yes, I will come. And I went and I stayed with the thief, and the man was so lovely, so beautiful. I stayed for 1 month. And each night he will say to me, "Now I am going for my work. You rest. You pray. You do your work." And when he will come, I will ask, "Could you get anything?" He said, "Not tonight, but tomorrow I will try again." And he was never in a state of hopelessness. For 1 month continuously, he came empty-handed. But he was always happy, and he said, "I will try tomorrow. God willing, tomorrow it is going to happen." And you also pray for me. At least you can say to God, "Help this poor man." And then Hassan said, when I was meditating and meditating for years on and nothing was happening, and many times the moment came, I was so desperate, so hopeless, that I thought to stop all this nonsense. There is no God. And all prayer is just madness, and all meditation is false. And suddenly I will remember the thief who will say every night, "God willing, tomorrow it is going to happen." So I tried one day more. If the thief was so hopeful, with such hope and trust, I should try at least one day more. And many times it happened, but the thief and his memory helped me to wait one day more. And one day it happened. It did happen. I bowed down. I was thousands of miles away from the thief and his house, but I bowed down in his direction. He was my first master. And my second master was a dog. I was thirsty and I was going towards the river. And a dog came. He was also thirsty. He looked into the river. He saw another dog there, his own image. He became afraid. He barked, and the other dog barked too. But his thirst was so much, he hesitated. He will go back and will come again and will look into the water and will find the dog there. But the thirst was so much that he suddenly jumped into the water. And the image disappeared. He drank the water. He swam in the water. It was hot summer. And I was watching. And I knew that a message has come to me from God. One has to jump in spite of all fears. When I was on the verge of jumping into the unknown, the same fear was there. I will go to the very edge, hesitate and come back. And I will remember the dog. If the dog could manage, why can't I? And then one day I jumped into the unknown. I disappeared, and only the unknown was left behind. The dog was my second master. And the third master was a small child. I entered into a town, and a small child was bringing a candle, lit candle, hiding in his hands and going to the mosque to put the candle there. Just jokingly, I asked the boy, "Have you lit the candle yourself?" He said, "Yes, sir." And I asked jokingly, "Can you tell me from where the light came?" There was a moment the candle was unlit. Then there was a moment the candle was lit. "Can you show me the source from where the light came? And you have lit it, so you must have seen light coming from where?" And the boy laughed and blew off the candle and said, "Now you have seen light going where it has gone. You tell me." And my ego was shattered. And my whole knowledge was shattered. And that moment, I felt my own stupidity. Since then, I dropped all knowledgeability. Hassan talked about three masters. And he said, there have been many. And it is not left for me. No time is left for me to talk about them all. Yes, this is true. I had no master because I had millions of masters. I have learned from every possible source. If you can be that kind of a disciple, you need not have a master. But remember, it is not that you are not having a master. Either you choose one or you choose all. But in any case, you have to be a disciple. To be a disciple is a must on the path. What does it mean to be a disciple? It means to be able to learn, to be available to learn, to be vulnerable to existence. What actually happens when you choose a master? You start learning how to learn. And with one master, slowly, slowly, you get into tune, and slowly, slowly, you see the point that the same way you can get in tune with the whole existence.